Okay, well, now give me your opinion on Watergate and Nixon and his part in it and what you thought about that.
Well, I think Nixon was a good friend. He was probably one of the best presidents we've had.
Yeah.
Several years. He was a good man. He was man enough to get out of the Vietnam War. He saw it had gone too far. He was man enough to get out of there. What got him on Watergate, he just got caught. They both sides do the same. They eavesdrop on one another. That's all it amounted to, Watergate. And, you know, everybody can hear Watergate. And they're like, well, what is Watergate? You know, Watergate is just eavesdropping on your phone. And he got caught, did he? That's been going on probably ever since politics has been going on. Like I said, I think he's a good friend. As a matter of fact, it's going on right now with this
Quietwater.
That's about the same thing, you know. If they can prove that on Clinton, that'll kill his chances this fall. So. It's a political game.
Well, too bad, because I was about to ask you about George Wallace. How do you feel about him?
Well, first time I ever met George Wallace, I was 12 years old. I was at the courthouse with my granddaddy, hanging around his breechy leg. He was shaking hands with George Wallace. George Wallace looked down at me and he said, "How you young man?" He said, "Let me shake your hand." He said, "I know you can't vote, but," he said, "you'll be able to one day." And that sat home with me a long time. And I paid attention to George Wallace when he made speeches and when he ran. He didn't go in that year. He didn't win the governorship that year, but 4 years later he did. And I guess I voted for him every time he run, except when he started running his wife. You know, he run his first wife, and she got governor, and he run his second wife, and she did. And over the years, I sort of fell out with George Wallace, but I was just an Alabamian that thought George Wallace was the greatest for a long time. I think he could make you think he was just going to make everything perfect, but I think he was more for George Wallace than he was for me. You get older, you get a little wiser. I could say more, but I won't.
Do you feel like it's that way with the majority of politicians?
Yeah, with the majority, I do believe that. I believe politics have got so bad that the best people don't run now for political office. That's going to hurt us all down the road.
Who would you say our most influential or best president so far has been? And why?
Well, I'd have to give it to Ronald Reagan. I've always been, I raised up an immigrant, but over the years I've made a lot of things the Democrats have come up with I can't agree with. Ronald Reagan picked this country up when it was down, when the little countries were wanting to jump on us. Our military was down. When Carter was in there, we had the hostage situation. And he goes in to rescue them and just makes a big flop out of it. The helicopters are crashing and all this stuff. The upkeep of the military equipment has gone down so bad. Ronald Reagan went into office and our jet fighters would be cruising around in these little countries. These jets would get after them and run them out before he took office. And when he went into office, the first time that happened, they shot a couple of their planes down, and that was the end of the little countries wanting to jump on us. He picked us up. He ain't really picked this country up and had it on its way, I thought. But then Ross Perot got tied up in the election, presidential election last time, and we put the Democrats back in. And what are they doing now? Cutting the military. Cutting government down does nothing. And we're going to be back. If we go four more years with Democrats, we're going to be back in the same shape we're in. One thing I like about the Republicans, they believe in keeping the military strong. And that is the life of this country, keeping the military strong. So, some small country with nuclear weapons can't come in here and kick us around and have us living like these people here about on the news, fighting for their lives every day.
Well, do you think they'll ever be, do you think our country will ever make, reach this happy medium between the Democrats and Republicans? Instead of it being one extreme or the other, do you think it'll ever hit in the middle?
Well, I have seen Democrats and Republicans get along a lot better than they do today. We've got in this taking shots at one another in the party. They can slam one another. It got to be bad the last couple of elections. These, what they call it, slander advertisements. And it's sort of escalated in the last two or three elections, but they're getting now to where they think that hurts them worse than it helps them. So, yeah, I think there's a change we can improve on getting along better. Not with what we got in there right now. I don't think so. Because he's one way today and another way tomorrow. You know, Bush told us that in the 92 election. He said he'll say what you want to hear today, and then he'll say what the other guy wants to hear tomorrow. And nobody paid attention to that. But it's followed him these 4 years. He's that way.
Okay, well, over the years, you've lived in Alabama. Basically most of your life. How do you think Alabama in particular has changed over the years? America as a whole.
Alabama or America?
can tell that.
Well, we used to be just a little pipe shop, cotton mill, community farm, farm community, you know. We're getting some pretty good industry in here now. We've come a long ways in the last. I know life's a lot easier than it was 30 years ago, 35 years ago. You can get out and get a job now. It might not be the job you want, but you can scratch out a living around here now. Back when I was in high school, if you got a job for $1 an hour, that was a pretty good job. And now, $5, $5.25 an hour. I think we're coming along.
Okay, well, let's broaden that to America. How do you think that America's changed over the years for the better?
Well, most everybody has any old phone. I remember not having any old phone. Life is easy for most people. If their mamas and daddies will get out and work, life is real easy. But back when I was coming up, mamas and daddies and the kids all got out and worked. It was tough. It was tough.
How do you think it's changed for the worse?
Lower populated counties now to get out in the country by yourself. I miss that. I used to, when I was a kid, I'd get my rifle and my dog and go squirrel hunting and walk all morning and never see a fence or a house. Now, you can't walk a quarter of a mile without running into a fence or a posted sign, keep off. Back in the old days, people that owned farms, they didn't mind you hunting as long as you showed respect and didn't shoot up their animals and what have you. Nowadays, people buy a few acres of land, the first thing they do is put posted signs on everything and keep off. Which I can understand, you know, some of the people. Nowadays, if they come on your land, they don't have any respect for it. I can understand it both ways, but I miss that wide open space I used to have.